this is kind of time capsule because we imagine generations to come are going to listen to this. And yes, you had budget issues here. You cut executive staff, reorganization, and all those kind of things, and you get criticism for that. The campus had been losing $36 million a year the past 5 years, and so you're right in the middle of all that, but all that experience that you had dealing with companies and so forth are coming to bear now.
Yes. We had not reviewed our budgets in terms of profit and losses. It was always an incremental budget. I've been, like say, working for room and board the first 3 months. They gave me a dorm room and a meal ticket, and I've been on campus learning what's going on. And part of what I was doing is looking at financials. I told our financial people that I think they're losing money. And I said, no, we're not losing money. And I said, yes, you are. And here's why I know this. And I showed them in the balance sheet what was going on. I said, well, but we're not losing money. And so I had them break things down in terms of tuition and money that people pay for meals and the room and board part, all the revenue side of what the university does. And then I had them take all the expenses and said, okay, now put those all together and see what's happening. Our expenses were growing much faster than our revenue, even after state support and even after foundation support, gifts. We were, in fact, losing significant money every year. And our cash was dwindling very quickly. Today, that number is $104 million. Yes, I know the numbers pretty well. We have high debt per student in the top 10% of other universities at this moment in time. I have to underscore at this moment in time because we're going to go fix this. I just got done meeting with the Faculty Senate earlier this morning and said, I did not come here to help you fix your balance sheet. I didn't come here to help you make a quote-unquote profit. That's not what universities do. I came to help you keep tuition low for these wonderful students in Oklahoma and from out of state who are smart enough to choose the University of Oklahoma. We're pricing ourselves out of the reach of the common student. And I happen to be one of those students who worked full-time to afford to go to school. I know how difficult paying each one of those tuition dollars was on a personal basis, coming from a family of 10 children. I don't want people like me to be priced out of great universities like this.
Yeah.
We're going to get that right. So many of you as faculty members have not had raises for year after year after year. And you're the soul of our university. You're the people who pass knowledge to these students. You're why they come here, not to be with the president of the university with some business reputation. They're here for the time to spend with you. And yet we don't give you the dignity of pay raises year after year after year. We have to correct that. I said, but most importantly, we're here to build a great research institution that becomes an economic engine in the state of Oklahoma. And that will be a bold vision. Double the amount of research we had, and I'd love for it to be triple. I'm 65 years old. Maybe I can't get it triple by the time I leave here. But we're about making this a great research institution, a pride in the state of Oklahoma. We have a bold vision, not about fixing the cost structure and getting us back to profitability, but about creating this institution. It's already the pride of Oklahoma, but something that is the economic engine of the state of Oklahoma. People have told me time and time again that nothing will have a greater impact on the state of Oklahoma 10 years from now and 20 years from now than what happens on this campus. And I know they're right. I know they're right.
Maybe you've answered this question. 5 years from today, how will this school be different?
Well, we won't be talking about financial woes if I've done my job right, if people have allowed me to continue to serve. We'll be talking about exciting research projects that are generating new businesses, that are solving problems for the rest of the world. There are so many wonderful things that happen on campus today. You know, our cancer hospital that didn't exist a short period of time ago is already in the top 70 cancer hospitals in the United States with a national designation. We have a few of those kind of brilliant things. I want lots and lots and lots of those brilliant kinds of things for the people in the state of Oklahoma. I know that we can accomplish this together. I keep saying that, you know, when we talk about school financing and all, it's a topic of great interest to everybody at this point in time. We had the teachers, people like my father, who would be there marching, if he were still alive, on the steps of the capital of this great state, saying, just pay us a livable wage. Mm-hmm. And in that backdrop, I see us wasting money on this campus and doing things that are silly, sometimes that are very exclusive. We have to be smarter about those things. I don't want to be arguing with the legislature about whether they're funding higher education at the proper level. I want them saying, we're so excited about what's going on this campus that we want to fund you. We want to make that happen faster, which is a totally different dialogue. When people came to my old company and said, we want to buy your stock, you know, there's a reason that stock price went from $17 to $115. There were people who wanted to own a piece of our company because of the exciting things that we were getting done and the income that we're generating. Here, we're not going to ever generate income, but we are definitely going to turn out some brilliant students. We do today, but we need to do that at the graduate level as well as undergraduate. We want them to have those skills that just transform the state of Oklahoma. Wouldn't that be exciting stuff?
Yep.
I'm ready for that.